And now, gambling terms. Push, a wager that results in a tie. Even money, bet with the same payout as you wager. Legit, knowing where it's truly legal to gamble in Colorado. You can enjoy legal gaming in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, as well as licensed online sports and off-track betting in Colorado. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at playlegitco.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are very welcome to the Comedy Crunch live.
I'm at the Stag's Head pub in Dublin's Dame Lane for a spot of stand-up comedy.
Ladies, that is the ultimate sign of positivity. Sunglasses on your head. She is drinking for tomorrow. Well done.
Three times a week, the basement here plays host to Comedy Crunch.
You have to be from England. Only an Englishman would have the balls to not wear socks and sit up the front at a comedy club.
Comedy Crunch co-owner and tonight's MC, Danny O'Brien, is a veteran comedian and promoter on the Irish stand-up scene.
I came back from Australia just as Ireland was entering into the greatest economic recession in the history of the Irish state. And I was going to emigrate. I was going to just move to London. My mum actually said, you might want you to do something you actually like. So I did a comedy writing course. I've basically never been off the stage since.
Lots has changed in the 13 years of Comedy Crunch's existence. But Danny says social media has made the biggest difference.
It's given people a fast track pass. Like, I know a guy who got 27 million views on one clip, and, like, he tours now.
That said, it's not all good news for comedy.
I've done clubs, and it is like an American presidential press conference. There's, like, 20 iPhones on stands, and you want your material to be good, and you want the show to be great, but if you're just doing 10 minutes to try and pull a 30-second clip out for the internet, there's a bit of a Black Mirror vibe off that for me.
So how is social media changing stand-up? What impact is it having on the material produced? And are TikTok, Instagram and YouTube making comedy better or worse?
I don't make any sketches and put them online. The only content I ever post, which everybody should follow me, Jim Elliot Comedy on every platform. I'm here to prostitute myself like everyone else.
Jim Elliot, friend of the hard shoulder, has been on the stand-up scene here since the noughties.
The algorithm rewards constant posting. Instagram and TikTok want you to post a new clip every single day. So that's in a week, that's 15 minutes of material. There are not many comedians that are coming up with 15 minutes of good stand-up comedy every single week. That's an impossible thing. There are people who try to get a new show every year, and that's 45 to 55 minutes of new material in a year. And that's an awful lot to put together. And then you say you cut up the entire show, that's 50, maybe 40 clips, and you post that online. Now you've got to write a new show, because everybody who's seen you online and is going to come to your show, if they just see the bits that you did online, they'll be happy, but they'll never come see you again, because they'll think, ah, that's what he does. So you have to have new material for them. It's a challenge. And it's kind of given rise to what you see in a lot of the stand-up clips you see. Have you noticed the proliferation of crowd work clips? So there's people who just, because you need to post every day, so they will ask the audience a couple of questions every set. Where are you from? What do you do? Try to riff on that. And then they'll post that, because that has the advantage of giving you frequency of posting, and you're not burning the material you're honing, so you still have a presence without that sort of thing. That comes with pluses and minuses as well, one of which is audience discipline. There's a lot of comedians who have noticed, especially since COVID, when we're all back in the clubs, audiences are a lot more chatty now, and they want to talk to you. And sometimes the bits that you're doing invite that, and that is welcome. And sometimes it's a lot closer to a monologue or a play, where I work very hard on the structure of this bit, and the timing of it is vital. And if you interrupt halfway through to go, yeah, I've seen that movie too, you've kind of screwed it up. But if all you do, if you follow me or a comedian online and all they ever do is post crowd work clips, why wouldn't you think that that's what you're supposed to do as an audience member? So it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you have to post all the time. So, okay, crowd work's great for that. On the other hand, you might be training your audience to not shut up and to pipe up and try to be part of the show, which is maybe not what you want.
The Comedy Crunch audience is noticing a sea change in stand-up, too.
The last comedy gig I went to was, like, massive. So it was Jack Whitehall. And, like, to be honest, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I've seen loads of this. Because loads of it was, like, on social media anyway. I mean, comedy is one of those things where a joke is never as funny as, like, the first time you hear it a lot of the time. It would spoil everything.
I guess more people are doing comedy because it's more accessible to, like, put yourself out there. So it changes the field.
Comedians that, like, would have had, like, small audiences in the past, they have, like, an opportunity, you know, to, like, reach way larger audiences through online videos. So I think it is a huge topic. There's a lot of comedians going viral now that you never would have seen before. Like, just so, yeah, it's given smaller entertainers a better chance, I think, of reaching more people.
I never find it funny online, but when I actually come in person, I was like, yeah, it's completely different.
It's like the atmosphere when you're actually in there and interacting with the person who's there. It's like I never enjoy it like online. I'd never get a laugh out of it, but when you're actually in it and you get the energy of the whole room, like it's a really good buzz.
Do you think social media has changed comedy at all?
I think maybe you probably have to get to the point a lot quicker than you usually would have to. Also, because for me personally, I also noticed that my attention span is getting so much shorter.
Yeah.
So people, I think a lot of comedians, especially on the internet, are starting to be more quick with their jokes, or like trying to get it to the point quite quickly.
With new social media as well, I think some people get an audience, other people also get cancelled that probably wouldn't get cancelled before as well.
The controversy gets clicks anyway, so it's like, if you're controversial, you'll get likes and you'll get clicks and you'll get lots of comments, so yeah.
Social media is doing wonders for comedy. Comedy's absolutely booming in Dublin at the moment.
Pádraic Williams is a regular at comedy nights across Dublin. I catch him just after his Stag's Head set.
You know, it is down to viral clips and comedy being online. Every night in Dublin is rammed now. Like, you know, you've got here on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's always rammed. You've got on Shaw on Camden Street, they've sold out like 50 shows in a row. Then you've got the International, sold out every weekend. On any given night, you could have three or four nights of comedy, like Cherry Comedy and stuff like that. Any given night, Workman's, it's all rammed, like, so. And that's only through social media.
I definitely think it takes a certain aspect of looking arse out of the industry. It just takes out the middleman, doesn't it?
Kyla Cobbler is an internet-grown comedian with over 150,000 followers on Instagram.
You can build your own fan base and build your own email list from the work that you do online and putting yourself out there for fans. And it opened the audience as well because, like, for example, at the beginning, especially, a lot of my audience were women who follow me on Instagram, who I have great crack with, and they were coming to my stand-up shows. And for a lot of them, it was the first time seeing stand-up. It makes it available to everyone.
Kyla was happily a bartender and barista when she started making sketches online. 3 years on, and she's now selling out large venues like the Opera House in Cork City.
It's currency in this day and age, and it makes your life a lot easier. And I, by no means, would be where I am now. Like, I only do comedy. Like, it pays my rent. And for me to be able to say that after 3 years is absolutely, it's incredible luck. You know, I don't even want to say achievement, but it's incredible luck because I know for a fact if it wasn't for Instagram and the people who follow me and support me, I wouldn't be able to tour. In this day and age, social media is currency. And that is just, if you can't get past this idea of like, oh, I don't like it, or like, this isn't comedy. Yeah, it's not. But unfortunately, this is the world we live in. You know what I mean? You just have to get involved, I think.
So when careers are being built on clips and sets are being structured for maximum virality, is there longevity in stand-up? Or could social media make live comedy obsolete?
No, the feeling that you get from live comedy, it's irreplaceable.
Danny O'Brien again.
It's the smell in the room, it's the atmosphere, it's the interaction between the comedians and the audience. It's the crack you have with a random stranger who you might have a mad connection with because you both found something funny or you laughed or were like, at the same time. You know, like, I think that's really important, and I think that's something that we can kind of lose a little bit the more time we spend on our phones. And it's good for people, I think, to just interact with people and be free from their phone and their lives and their worries. We built this up without it, and now it helps, but it's not. Our social media definitely isn't what defines us. Our the club and the passion and the energy and the comedians and our regular audiences and our visiting audiences is what makes this club what it is. And social media is really important, but the essence of the club is to come into the club and have a laugh and enjoy it. See you later.